Piwna Street and the Antonina Leśniewska Museum of Pharmacy. It is one of the smallest museums in Warsaw dedicated to the history of pharmacy in Warsaw and Poland. Its patron is Antonina Leśniewska, a precursor of women's emancipation in the field of pharmacy and one of the world's first pharmacists. The museum has the oldest preserved pharmacy furniture in Warsaw from the turn of 18th and the 19th centuries, as well as a collection of pharmacy vessels from the pharmacy operating since 1602 in the Royal Castle, excavated during archaeological research. You can also see exhibits related to various fields of medicine, for example, surgical, gynecological, and dental instruments. It is located on Piwna Street, the longest street in Warsaw. The name means Beer Street, and comes from the breweries, inns, and taverns that used to be located here before. This area can also answer the question whether the old town, since it's on the UNESCO list and seems so old to us now, has been rebuilt 100% the way it looked like before the war. Everything that survived, portals, window frames, wall paintings, sculptural details, was restored and built into the walls of the new tenement houses. However, sometimes it was not possible to recreate the pre-war appearance due to the lack of information and patterns. Sometimes because of the political situation, sometimes the changes were made deliberately. The demographic explosion and development of industry, mass immigrations to the city, all of this made Warsaw one of the most densely populated cities in Europe before World War II. When the city was demolished after the war, urban planners and architects had the opportunity to build it anew and modernize. What changed in the old town? For example, courtyards were enlarged by demolishing or not rebuilding outbuildings and other annexes erected next to the tenement houses later. Defensive walls were unveiled while the houses glued to them were not rebuilt. A large part of the Wisła escarpment was cleared of buildings. It was necessary to take into account the new function of this place, residential function. It was decided to improve housing conditions, give people access to light and air. Inside, small 2- and 3-room apartments were built, equipped with modern solutions such as running water or central heating. Regarding the decorations outside, after the Second World War and the changed political situation, the pre-war paintings did not fit. They could not return to the facades of the houses, nor could religious elements. An example is the greenhouse at the end of Piwna Street, where before the war there was a statue of Jesus Christ standing on the top, defeating death, that was depicted as a skeleton. The statue has not been reconstructed, and only the skeleton remained. But mostly the artist decided to choose the affirmation of life, the subjects related to Polish history, literature, everyday life, and Warsaw legends or plant and animal motifs. Great importance was attached to metalwork in the form of signboards, door fittings, and window bars. Tenement houses were decorated mainly with the sgraffito technique, which consisted in applying successive colored layers of plaster and scraping off fragments of the top layers so that a multicolored pattern was created. It was a technique that was simple, quick, and long-lasting. You can see it all around. In exceptional cases only, the facades were decorated with paintings. Today, after subsequent renovations of the facades, beautiful paintings appear. The great example of it is the painting on Wąski Dunaj Street, the remains of the marketplace which used to exist there.